Today is Monday, November 11th. We're talking about the request from Republicans ahead of a big week on Capitol Hill and what to know today about Veterans Day and Singles Day. Plus, a rare reason to look at the sun, the Apple Card under investigation, and Instagram is hiding likes. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with Veterans Day. Today marks a time to honor the men and women who have served in the U.S. military. Every year, New York City holds a Veterans Day parade, and this year, organizers say President Trump will make history, becoming the first sitting president to attend. The city's mayor, though, publicly urged the president to keep politics out of his speech today, saying it should be just about honoring veterans. A few things to know about Veterans Day. It started as Armistice Day 100 years ago in 1919. That was the first anniversary of the end of World War I. Later, Congress passed a resolution for an annual observance, and it became a national holiday in the 30s. It is a federal holiday, so expect some places to be closed today. For example, you will not get your mail from the U.S. Postal Service, and some banks will also be closed. And for any veterans, they can expect discounts in many places today, from Amazon Prime memberships to deals and free meals at more than 100 restaurants across the country. Well, it's a big week on Capitol Hill. Public testimony in the impeachment inquiry is set to begin later this week, and now House Republicans want to call on some of their own witnesses to testify. NPR reports that includes Hunter Biden, who is the son of former vice president and current presidential candidate Joe Biden. Remember, President Trump asked Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and the Ukrainian company Hunter Biden worked with. Trump believes they may have been involved in corruption, though the Bidens say they weren't, and there's no evidence at this point that they were. Republicans are also requesting to hear from the anonymous whistleblower, as in the person who first filed a formal complaint about Trump's interactions with Ukraine, calling it an abuse of power. Well, will we actually hear from Hunter Biden or the whistleblower? It's not clear yet. House Democrats, who are leading this impeachment inquiry, still get the final say about who will testify. So they could block those requests. So stay tuned. Political turmoil in Bolivia. The AP says the country's president is resigning, but only after deadly protests and allegations of election fraud. Here's the breakdown. Bolivian President Morales won re-election weeks ago, but NBC News says a report found there were clear manipulations in the voting system and that Morales won by a margin that was statistically unlikely. For weeks, Bolivians protested. They wanted him gone. Even the military seemed to be on the public side. And then yesterday, Morales announced he would step down. Demonstrators celebrated in the streets. Some even burned a coffin in front of the presidential palace to symbolize the death of his government. But here's the big question. Who will take over? No one knows yet. While we observe Veterans Day here in the U.S., there's a very different type of holiday happening in China today. Singles Day, a.k.a. the world's largest annual shopping spree. Yes, CBS News reports people usually spend more money on Singles Day than Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday combined. And Reuters reports just in the first 9 hours, China's big e-commerce company Alibaba raked in $23 billion in sales, already setting records. The AP reports Singles Day actually began as a joke holiday, as an alternative to Valentine's Day. But then Alibaba used it as a sales tool, offering discounts on goods from electronics to travel packages, and it took off. It's November 11th, by the way, because it's the date with four number ones, you know, for Singles Day. And your 2019 Major League Soccer champions are the Seattle Sounders. The team won 3-1 against Toronto FC. It's the Sounders' second MLS Cup title. Also in sports, it was a big weekend for college football. It was the first time in about 8 years that the top two teams in the AP poll played each other during the regular season. It was number one LSU against number two Alabama. LSU won and is now overwhelmingly number one. But that's not all. Minnesota moved into the top 10 for the first time in 57 years after defeating Penn State on Saturday. All right, we have much more news ahead, but let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Zola. Zola is a wedding company reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience for the better. From engagement to wedding to decorating your first home, Zola is there for you. Zola allows you to conveniently manage everything online and in one place, so it saves so much time for couples. And trust me, when you're planning a wedding, any time saved is appreciated. And here's the thing. You can start with a free wedding website that is so easy and takes just minutes to set up and customize. And Zola is the only place where you can register for honeymoon funds and gift cards, along with all the other physical gifts you typically see. I love that part about it. And you can even get beautiful wedding invites that match your wedding website. Just order a free sample pack or printed proof to make sure you love it before you buy. So go ahead, build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Go to zola.com/newsworthy to get started today. Again, build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Go to Zola, Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy to get started. Now, back to the news. There's a rare astronomical event you can see this morning. The planet Mercury will cross right in front of the middle of the sun. CNN reports this only happens 13 times every 100 years and will not be visible from the U.S. again for another 30 years. Mercury will appear as a tiny black dot on the sun, and it'll take 5 hours to go from one side of the sun to the other. It all starts at 7:35 a.m. Eastern time, and it'll still be going on when the sun comes up on the west coast. But be careful, just like with a solar eclipse, you need to wear special solar filter glasses to look directly at the sun. Otherwise, the sun can cause permanent eye damage. If you don't have a solar filter, though, you can always watch the live stream online. The newly launched Apple Card is now in the middle of a government investigation. The reason? A viral tweet accusing the bank behind the credit card, Goldman Sachs, of gender discrimination. Well, that one tweet turned into even more claims of the same thing happening to other people. Now, the New York Department of Financial Services opened a formal investigation. It started late last week with a tweet from a web programmer and entrepreneur who said he and his wife both applied for an Apple Card. He said they filed joint tax returns and his wife even has a higher credit score, yet the Apple Card gave him 20 times the credit limit than his wife. Then Steve Wozniak, who, by the way, was a co-founder of Apple, tweeted that something similar happened to them. So now many people are questioning the credit algorithm that decides these things for Goldman Sachs. But Goldman Sachs says it has not done anything wrong. The company says credit limits are based on many individual factors, but never gender. We'll see what, if anything, this new investigation finds. It's happening. Instagram likes will be going away for some users in the U.S. Starting this week, some Instagram users will no longer be able to see how many times a photo has been liked. Only the person who posts the picture will be able to see the like count. So if it happens to you, followers will not be able to see your like counts and you won't be able to see theirs. This is supposed to help users focus more on connections and not comparison with likes and popularity, especially for younger users. Instagram has been testing this in other countries for months already, and now the test is coming to the US. No word on how long this will go on before Instagram decides what to do next. Facebook also plans to test something similar starting in Australia. The movie Midway was number one at the box office this weekend, which was a bit of a surprise. The Hollywood Reporter says Stephen King's adaptation of Dr. Sleep was expected to be on top. Dr. Sleep is a sequel to The Shining, which came out almost 40 years ago, so apparently a lot of younger moviegoers weren't too excited about it. As for Midway, it chronicles the famous World War II battle between American and Japanese forces. The movie cost $100 million to make. It's said to be one of the most expensive indie projects ever made. Well, speaking of movies, Avengers Endgame took home the People's Choice Award for Best Movie. But last night's award show had many more categories and winners featuring some of Hollywood's biggest names. And since it's the People's Choice Awards, it means it was all voted on by the fans. The winners included Kevin Hart, who made his first public appearance since he was in a serious car accident. He won for Best Comedy Act of the Year. And in his acceptance speech, he said he now appreciates life even more. Also, Jennifer Aniston received the People's Icon Award, Gwen Stefani was honored with the Fashion Icon Prize, and singer Pink was crowned as this year's People's Champion. You can see the full list of winners at the link in today's show notes. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. Today's Money Monday story is brought to you by My Wall Street, an investing companion to help you build a diversified and long-term portfolio. Learn more at mywallst.com/newsworthy. So today we're talking about the cost of college because it's going up. At some universities, at least, it could even reach six figures in just a few years. A new analysis predicts the University of Chicago sticker price will become the first to pass that $100,000 mark by the year 2025, but it will not be the last. Experts told The Atlantic that as schools become more selective and admit fewer students, they've increased tuition to make up for it. And currently, those selective, expensive schools are the ones students tend to want to go to. Many feel pricey must mean good. Of course, not all students pay full price. In fact, reports say fewer students are now paying the full tuition, thanks to things like scholarships and financial aid. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about right in your podcast app or on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Thanks to all our veterans for your service. Have a great day.